This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Time you read about it in the Wall Street Journal, it's already too late.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up, down, sideways.
The only problem you're going to have is that you didn't buy more.
Let me lock in that trade right now and get back to you with my secretary with an exact confirmation.
Buy or sell time on Jell. A couple of nuggets related. Buy or sell, the Nuggets still win this series. I asked the poll question immediately after game one, and a large amount said yes. Are you buying that the Nuggets win this thing still?
I am. I think this team is, I still think they're too talented, they're too well coached to let this one game, you know, define how the rest of their season's going to go. I think it's a wake-up call that they really needed. The Lakers loss was one. This is a bigger one. This is like the second wake-up call when you snooze the alarm the first time. You gotta wake up for real and get dressed and go to work.
All right, so I'm buying it, too. I'm buying the Nuggets win the series. Buy or sell this, though. If the Nuggets lose tonight, is it over?
I won't say it's over, but it does get much, much tougher. I think this team can go, and I think they will win at least one game in Minnesota. But you can't go in there 0-2 with no momentum. And if it looks, if you go in on a buzzer beater loss, probably not as bad. But if you lose by 5-plus points, you're going to feel pretty tough.
Yeah, I'm buying it, Angel. Tonight is a must-win, you know, unlike anything we've seen. So I'm buying that you go down 0-2. Yikes. Pretty much over. I mean, that's a team that could make a crazy comeback, but it means you're going to have to win three games in Minnesota.
Nope.
You know, that's what would have to happen. So, rough go. If they lose. Buy or sell, I don't know. Buy or sell this story. Snoop Dogg is getting into the football, college football bowl business. The name will be the Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. That is a long freaking name. The Snoop Dogg Arizona Bowl presented by Gin and Juice by Dre and Snoop. You buying that? You like it? Or is this just ridiculous?
I'm all for creative bowl games and creative names. I don't have any real issues with Snoop Dogg, so sure. Go for it.
He said his intent is to bring the juice back to college football. Right. I thought juice was illegal. Or like roids.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know if that's a good thing you want to do. This was what Barstool Sports sponsored. They were that sponsor last year. Let me ask you this question. Does that mean Snoop Dogg is going to be doing the broadcast? Because Barstool sponsored it and did a terrible broadcast. It was the Wyoming game, wasn't it? Awful. They were terrible.
I'd watch a Snoop football broadcast.
It's got to be better than what we saw from Barstool.
Well, he's done the Olympics before, so he's got experience.
Buy or sell the idea of roasts. Do you like roasts?
Yeah, they're fine. I'm not going to, I think I got my fill of it from the Twitter feed yesterday. So, yeah, I don't think I need to sit and watch the whole thing. The weird fake friendships or whatever. Yeah. I like the jokes, but
I've seen a few. I think I saw the Bruce Willis one several years ago. I think I saw a little bit of the Justin Bieber one. I'm trying to think of any of the others that I've actually seen, but you know, from what I saw, it was fine. It's just, honestly, I forgot about it. And then I, sitting in bed last night, like, oh yeah, that's right. It's on Netflix. So I checked it out for a moment. Yeah. It was fine. The Kim Kardashian thing was pretty funny.
Yeah.
Brady got up and said, hey, Kim, I was really sad to see you here because that means your kids are at home with their dad. That was pretty good. All right, that's buy or sell. Yeah, it's no question, man. It's a big one tonight. Oh, how about this one? I should have asked you this. I had this written down, Angel. Buy or sell, the Rockies lose 30 before they win 10.
Yeah. I really have no optimism for that team right now.
What happens? What do we do now, Dick Monfort? Like, last year was the worst season in franchise history. This season is worse than that. What's the plan here? I just want to know.
I really don't know. And we may get a feel for it in the next couple of months once, you know, the summer months are around and everyone has their Friday afternoons off, and we'll see what the weekend crowds look like. Imagine they're going to be full for a little bit, but at some point, you can't keep supporting this franchise.
Has Tanner admitted what he's doing later this week, Angel? I gotta call him out. He said he's given up on the Rockies.
He's got tickets to some sporting event.
He's going to the game. Mister, I'm done. No, you can't. He's going to the game. He's going to go support this thing.
It's like asking your girlfriend to prom and then you break up a month before. And it's, we got the dress. We got the limo already. We might as well just go.
Oh, okay. Yeah, in fairness, he bought the tickets before. But that'll be against San Francisco on Thursday. So
that might be a sweep.
Yeah, man. I mean, it's not like this is going to get any easier. I mean, San Francisco's what, 500? They're not amazing this year, but they'll be better than the Rockies.
I mean, the Rockies are tied at the bottom of the league with the Marlins, and the Marlins beat them.
Yeah. And they have Texas coming up after that. These are the home series. Texas is a decent team. And then starting next Monday, they will be taking on the Padres. They're about a 500 team. So they're going to lose 30 before they win 10.
They could be 12 games better, and I still wouldn't pick them to win. I have no confidence in what this team is doing.
No, it's just awful. And I'm at this sick point in my life now where I'm just like, make it hurt, man. Make it the most embarrassing thing we've ever seen. And that does suck because I don't want the Rockies to lose, man. I don't want it to be a laughingstock. I don't want them to be irrelevant. I want to talk about the Rockies. But none of you guys want to hear about it.
No, I mean, I mainly because the playoffs are on, I just have no interest in baseball. But once that's done,
yeah,
I might start reading with Quinn.
You go with Quinn. Dude, all these motivational books, you know? You could do that.
Well, you give one to Monfort and say, hey, here you go.
From
drop
good to
some
great.
Wood, carry water.
This is how it goes, though. If the Nuggets and the Avs are in the playoffs, that's what you should be focusing your time on. Unless the Rockies were like red hot right now, and it was fun. But this is where they sit. You know, they normally they have a good April, but that's gone. They're so bad they can't even follow their own trends anymore. But that's the part. Like, we're knee deep in playoffs right now. And you had the draft going on, and so you're kind of focused on that. The Rockies' time when they're, you know, if the Nuggets can survive the Timberwolves or whatever, we'll see. But they're supposed to be the thing for us in about a month, month and a half, whatever. And they're going to be so bad that no one's going to be paying it. It's not even that we're caught. Like Tanner always used to say, you know, at the beginning of the season, he doesn't like the Rockies fans or sports hosts are just going after him. Without actually watching the games, tough. They're irrelevant. You're not going to spend your time watching a team no one wants to read about or hear about.
No, it's just, it's not entertaining. It's not any, and it's not even like a sympathy thing anymore at this point. It's like,
no.
Oh, the poor Rockies. No, they've always been this bad, but now they are worse.
Yeah, they're, well, I mean, 8-26 is their record. Dixon texting in. Brady just now started listening. Quick rewind. Do you still have the Nuggets winning the series? Absolutely, I do. In fact, Nuggets in 5 is still in play.
Very much so.
They'll win tonight, and they'll win game 3.
That's what I'm feeling, too.
They might not do what I said and win and do it in 5. Denver is a better team than Minnesota. We just have not seen this team play like the Nuggets really once in this series. They're just floating by, man. They just hope that, hey, let's get someone hot from the 3-point line, and that's how we'll go. But I do think that they win the series. Anthony Edwards is a problem. No question about it. I don't think he's going off for 45 every game. He is human. He has had games where he's in the teens. He's good, though. Yeah. No, I'm scared of that guy. He does seem kind of like the second coming of Michael Jordan. Can't say that extremely confident yet, but I feel like if you were to ask me, Brady, do you think this guy is like Michael Jordan or he will be? I would just say yes at this point. He does look that good. Gobert might not play tonight. He just, you know, his baby boy was born this morning, and he is there somewhere, wherever this is, probably in Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
And they're worried he's not going to make it back in time by tip-off. So, like I said, go be a dad, Rudy. You know, go be a dad. Do that thing. That's the most important thing.
Yeah, you don't want to get on a plane and then fly back the next morning.
No.
You won't have any energy to be with your kid if you're exhausted from plane rides.
Who do you put the pressure on tonight? Who needs to be the star? And I'm not talking about stat stuffer. Because Joker had all the stats, but I don't know if we're walking away going he was obviously the star. He probably was. But who does it need to be? Does this need to go on a guy like Jamal Murray, even though he's banged up?
No, I don't think you can put that kind of pressure on him considering the injury. And, you know, he's going to play. He's going to show up. He's going to do his best. But I still think it's Jokic. I don't think he's had a wow, that's playoff Jokic type of game yet.
No, nothing like what we saw last year.
No.
And the fact that you are in the second round and you're down 1-0 is a testament to how good they are, but it's also frustrating because the Lakers series should not have kept us up at night. We shouldn't have been freaked out about that.
Jokic, he needs to cut down on the turnovers.
He does.
Those have been very uncharacteristic for him.
He's taken a lot of weird chances sometimes. I go back to Game 5 against the Lakers, the deep ball. He's really trying to connect there. I know this isn't true, but it just feels like they're experimenting out there.
Yeah.
Feels like they're just trying different things to see what works. And we joked about it against the Lakers, but you can't experiment against the Timberwolves. You have to be the Denver freaking Nuggets, the team that won a title last year.
Yeah, I mean, we've said it every series that, you know, they, or every game in the first series that they were trailing, they weren't settling into their offense right off the jump. They're spending too much energy trying to come back in the first half, and then it's a 4-point lead at halftime. Go get a 6-7-point lead at the half and then see how you feel.
Yeah.
Get some confidence in what you're doing out there.
I think game one was the only game where the Nuggets pulled away enough where you're like, this one's over relatively early in the fourth, right? But even then, the Lakers still kind of fought back. The Nuggets haven't ended anything, really, until like the last couple of seconds of these games.
No, and there was a point in the third quarter in game one where I think it was when Towns got two fouls back-to-back and they got in the bonus. I was saying, go get to the paint. Get to the free throw line.
Yeah.
Get some good, you know, easy buckets there.
Yeah, stop messing around with the three-point line, man. Stop. If you're not making them, go. Conley... Text line, First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Conley's building a team that's designed to beat the Nuggets, and that's showing. Great starting five and sixth man of the year. Think we are feeling the championship hangover and not giving the Wolves their flowers. Called it before game one, Wolves in six, maybe five. No.
You can call anything, it hasn't happened yet. What, the Nuggets are still a good team.
You don't get flowers for being a basketball team. You get flowers for winning a title and proving that you are the best team.
Yeah, in the overall series that include the regular season, it's 3-2 Minnesota.
Yeah, this is not an overwhelming mismatch for the Nuggets. Yes, the big men are a difficult task for Joker. You know, he joked and said, "What did he say, Angel? He's like, hey, they asked him. One of the reporters asked him a question like, "How do you hope to beat this three-headed monster?" Here's what Joker's response was.
What's the adjustment that you can make to, you know, Rudy Gobert's length and, you know, not only that, them just rotating three fresh bigs on you, you know, for most of the game?
To have a duplicate clone of myself. And then I can, you know, I can be fresh. When they sub another guy, I'm going to be fresh.
Yeah, and it makes me feel better that Jokic was kind of in a joking mood after that game. Kind of, you know, I think he gets it, and it takes a lot for him to get down and really be like, yeah, you know, that was just a very bad game for me. So I think he understands that he has that mentality. So I expect him to have to be the star tonight.
Yeah, and again, he was with the points, but it still just didn't feel like it. You know, he had a quiet 32 points. See, unlike Anthony Edwards, Joker is at that point in his career where he falls asleep and scores 30, and it's not necessarily a good game. Like, those are the best players in the league. They score 30. It's just easy. I mean, he's averaging, what, 29 points per game in these playoffs? So he is at that point, but his presence has to really affect everything in this game. And and that's part of it. The Nuggets go through Joker, and we haven't seen the Joker look like he did last year. Been very good. His averages are amazing, but it just hasn't felt the same. It's not as spread out. You know, it's not as easy looking as he makes it look sometimes. And when you see a Rudy Gobert go up and actually stop an alley-oop from happening, that makes you go, okay, some of the stuff you're trying to do is not going to work.
Yeah, I think they watch tons of film study. Like, hey, when Jokic does this, this is the type of pass he's looking for. When you see Gordon kind of sneaking off behind you, get ready for the alley-oop because that might be a shot he's going to look for. Okay, Rudy's going to jump. I'm going to do a bounce pass. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to change this up, a little adjustment here and there. But we need to kind of see, like, not angry Jokic, but kind of aggressive Jokic.
Yeah, that when he gets mad, he just really backs a guy down, mm-hmm. you know, and he's like a bull down there. I don't know that we've really seen a long stretch of that kind of Joker.
I think he's trying it, and, you know, credit to Anthony Davis and Gobert for their defensive play. But those are in the moments when you see Jokic backing down. That's not stand back and watch. That's go get open in case he needs to pass to you.
This game is so important for so many reasons. Obviously, it's must win in my mind. But Angel, if they can take care of business tonight, they don't play again until Friday.
Right.
That's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of rest, and all day Friday of rest. So that would be critical for a guy like Jamal Murray, and critical for Joker, who we just talked about. He's going to be playing a lot of minutes, man. He's going to be coming in a lot quicker than he did in the regular season. Yep. You just don't trust that bench.
41 minutes for him in game one. MPJ had 40. Jamal had 34. So you're starting to get into that range where you're playing 30-plus minutes now. Christian Brown had 19 off the bench. Holiday with 16. Reggie Jackson with 14. Is that going to be the lineup moving forward with the bench? Maybe not so much Peyton Watson He is still raw. He's a good defender. He's got the length, but he is a raw player when it comes to being in the right spot and feeling the momentum of a playoff game.
Peyton Watson has not really risen to the occasion, has he? Or, you know, he hasn't really accepted the challenge.
No, I mean, Holiday and Jackson were both... Jackson was plus 15, Holiday was plus 19 off the bench. And we'll take that.
Oh, sure. Reggie shot a three from the first three he made in that game. And I went, no, don't shoot. Okay, that's fine.
No, if Reggie's wearing the two different shoes,
good things happen. I do think Joker's got to be the star. I know that's a very obvious statement, but I'm putting the pressure on Aaron Gordon. You know, great. They've figured out a way to keep Gordon from dominating the rim and sticking around there. They've kept him out of there. You're an NBA player. You are a great player, and I've said this a million times. In some cases, I think Gordon is more important than Jamal Murray. You got to find your way.
Yeah, I think Gordon has kind of evolved into, he's that dunker role. He's the guy that sits around the rim. He can do more than that. I'm not saying go out and shoot threes all over the place, but he can do more. He can do more in the mid-range and use his physicality there a lot more. I wanted to ask, do you think we'll see DeAndre Jordan at all?
That's an interesting one. They tried that. Was it game one that we saw him for like 5 minutes?
Yep.
I wouldn't put it past Malone. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, though. Again, if you can get that Jordan game going when one of those big men is on the side, because I think Jordan could get some of those crazy, Reggie Jackson alley-oops with Reed in there. But I don't know if that his game's going to translate against Cat or Gobert.
Yeah, and we're not putting Jordan out there to go score points.
Play like
you would need
minutes.
Him to be a body and play some defense.
Yeah, you got to have, again, the Jokerless minutes. We say it all year, but it feels really lonely when he's not in there in this series.
Yeah, and you know there are going to be moments where I think you saw it in game one where Minnesota's going to go small when they don't have their bigs. Like the biggest guy out there is Naz Reid or Cat. That's when you got to take advantage and maybe try to throw in a wrinkle like DeAndre Jordan to equalize.
I wouldn't put it past him. I think Malone is still searching, which is also a terrifying thing. He's really searching on what that unit looks like without when the starters are done or when Joker goes out.
Yeah, you have to leave shooters out there, and I think he's leaving MPJ out there with that unit sometimes to try to at least keep one guy out there with the ball that can score it. Christian Brown's not going to be scoring for you. Reggie may be able to. But then if Reggie's not doing it, hey, we got to get Jamal in there. But now you want to watch his minutes as well.
It makes you miss kind of like a Plumlee type of guy.
Plumlee has been the guy I've wanted for this team for 3 years.
Yeah, or even a Boogie Cousins.
Sure.
Maybe he and Jordan are kind of the same, but Boogie has more of a back down game. Here you are, though. I mean, you might see Jordan. And again, that could be a really good thing that works out and Malone looks like a genius, or it's just more searching. In a critical situation. You know what scares me is the fact that Malone, and not that he said it, but he called it out. He said there were 5 or 7 possessions where guys didn't know what they were running. How does that happen? How does it happen with this group to not know what plays you're going to call? You're just dribbling around and hoping somebody gets open. That is not Nuggets basketball.
No, and I think that, you know, we can credit that a bit to the Timberwolves defense with, okay, we're going to go with this. Oh, they're running this at us. What do we switch to? Oh, we don't have time. We have 10 seconds on the clock.
Yeah. Yeah. That was so frustrating, too, just seeing the shot clock go down. It's like, look how far away you are from the basket. Texter here, Dixon says, get extended TV timeouts by being on national TV and it being playoffs, so that's good for Joker. He needs to play almost the entire game to have a chance. I mean, he's going to be so freaking beat up by the end of this. Angel, does this go back to the conversation we were having last week about is there a chance Malone was kind of pulling Joker out of the game plan a little bit in the Lakers series, knowing he was going to absolutely have to lean on him for way more minutes than they want in this series? Is there a chance that that's why we saw this less aggressive Joker in the Lakers series?
It's possible, but why wait till game two to do it?
Yeah, I mean, game one was one thing, but I'm talking about even in that Lakers series, is that why? But yeah, game one was kind of more of the same. It felt a lot like the Lakers game. The difference is, instead of, you know, Rui and Reeves and all these other dudes, you actually have some guys. You actually have some studs.
Yeah, and, you know, it sounds like we're talking about they got blown out in game one, and they did. They got handled in the last 5-6 minutes. But I think the biggest thing is you have to be able to play some kind of defense against the role players of Minnesota.
Yeah, I'm not going to sit here and say KCP was torched. Edwards was just making really tough shots. I mean, he's had some easy ones, yeah. But it wasn't like KCP couldn't guard him at all. You know, you've seen that where there's a bad defender that they can't guard him once. I thought Jamal got cooked a few times, but again, is that leg keeping him from stopping, because Conley cooked him a few times.
Yeah, and I think the energy level and the effort on the defense needs to be more.
Yeah. No, you got to, again, that second quarter and half of the first is the defensive effort. You can do it, but it is colossal, huge tonight for this Nuggets team. 29 minutes after the hour. Angel, we'll take a short break here. When we come back, more on this. We're going to stay here the rest of the way. Nuggets, T-Wolves, absolutely monster game tonight. It's a whole show powered by Chevron. We'll be right back.
Keep it tuned to Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA for Preps Baseball.
This is Kaz, voice of the Denver Nuggets. Good to be back on KFKA, baby.
Tell you what. They lose tonight. It's going to be a sad day tomorrow, Angel. We're going to need depressing music, all of that kind of stuff, man. So just, you know, hopefully we don't have to get to that point. But it's go time, you know? And, you know, you're worried about Jamal's injury. You worry about this bench unit. You worry about, again, I worry about Joker playing all those minutes. I agree with all the texts coming and saying, you know, Joker's going to have to play a lot more than they would like. Yeah, I agree. He's going to have to. But I worry about that. It's going to wear him down. Those three dudes are going to wear him out. And hopefully they survive this series. First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Let me ask you this question. Talking about Aloe Fiber here. Are you future-focused? With Aloe, you can count on a future-proof network that can keep up with the technology of tomorrow. Switch to the award-winning internet speed you deserve with Aloe Fiber. And that, again, we know how things change. So being able to be future-focused with, they have a network that is capable of taking on updates and all that, that's Aloe Fiber. Check them out online at alofiber.com. You can, of course, call them at 970-503-5010. More people are making the switch to Aloe Fiber. More and more. You're seeing the vehicles out and about for a reason, and the reviews are in, and they're good. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Minnesota, Denver tonight, game two. Nuggets are now a 6.5-point favorite in this one. I mean, when you look at Anthony Edwards as a player, we've said it, we'll say it to her blue in the face, you probably have to just live with it, right? You just have to live with him scoring 30. Who's the next most important guy in the series? Is it Karl Anthony Towns or is it a guy like Conley, who you said at the beginning of the show, seems to just torch the Nuggets?
Yeah, and I think, you know, he's a guy that you have to manage and, you know, don't let him get hot from three. I don't think Naz Reid's going to have that type of game again, or at least, you know, not before the Nuggets can respond to it. We mentioned Karl Anthony Towns. You get him in foul trouble. I don't know if he's not a 20-point game type of guy. Neither is Gobert. So, yeah, if you can manage the top two guys on Minnesota, you feel good about your chances, and hopefully the Nuggets can just start hitting some shots.
Yeah. We know Karl Anthony Towns is susceptible to getting into foul trouble. Like, that's – and he did, obviously, in this game, in game one.
Or if you could get either one of them in there, and that's – talk about penetrating the paint, getting Gobert or Towns in foul trouble early enough to where they – you have to force Minnesota to adjust to it.
Yeah, I think that that's – because, again, they'll change the way they're playing. If Karl Anthony Towns has two first-quarter fouls, that changes the way he plays the second. And then if you can get him by – if you can get lucky and get one of those guys with three – in the first half, you change the way they come out of the locker room. So I think that part, going at him, this is where Joker, I think, has to be so special. And I am saying, Gordon, Texter says, we don't want Gordon even shooting mid-range jumpers. He needs to either dunk or pass. Would rather Joker force something up or a Murray blind last-second fadeaway. Gordon has the ability to do it. He just doesn't want it. He's not doing it anymore. He's confident. He did have that one little turnaround fadeaway. It was like almost an air ball.
Mm-hmm. No,
that,
I mean, that
creeps in.
That's in his game. It just hasn't been used as much because he's kind of been relegated to just the dunker spot.
Yeah.
And maybe that's because you want to save his energy for defense, which I get.
Was that game three when he had the 20, you know,
yes,
almost 30? I mean, you got to go back to that guy. And that's harder to do with this lineup, but that's who you're going to need. You're going to need that Gordon that just, look what I found. I mean, he's all over the damn place. The energy is outrageous sometimes. He has to be that guy tonight. You got to take some of that pressure off of Joker. First Advantage text line is 888-530-0043. Angel, let's jump out real quick and get the latest on the local sports flash.
There's only one sound like the key tumbling the lock open for the first time. One feeling like finally seeing your place after you've emptied all the moving boxes. That moment when four walls and a roof become the home you've always wanted. If you're on the search for that special place, we're the community bank that'll help you get there. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
All On the Rocks Liquor. Hey, maybe make a stop tonight over to On the Rocks Liquor. They have a great selection. I love their focus on the local scene, working with breweries, but they're also going to have the standbys too, the common brands, if you will. That's On the Rocks Liquor, the cleanest liquor store in all of Northern Colorado. I dare anyone to tell me different. They're half a mile south of Highway 34 on 47th Avenue. On the Rocks Liquor, make your next celebration on the rocks. Angel, how'd we do wrapping up our NBA playoff scores? I think, do we both? You had the Magic, right? That was a big one. That was a big one. I don't remember, but I think I had the Cavs in seven in that one.
Yes, we both had the Cavs in seven.
Oh, okay. So we did okay. We just had a couple of games to really sift through in that round one. We did not do okay, I should say. We were pretty terrible.
Dallas and Clippers. Dallas won in six.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. I had that one right as well.
So you might have caught up to me.
Got Dallas right, so that's half a point.
It's true. We give half a point for actually predicting the winner of the series, and then a full point or half a point?
Half a point for getting the winner correct. Uh-huh. A full point for getting the winner and the number correct.
Yeah, and that's very, very tough to do. You did it a few times. You've got to be caught up to me now. I mean, I think I was barely in the lead. It was terrible. But have we made our predictions? Did we do that Friday? I can't remember. did we do round two?
We did the Denver series and the Knicks series.
Okay.
So right now you're at 6.5. I'm at 5.5.
Oh, it's big. It's big. So
we now have Cleveland, Boston, Dallas, and OKC.
What did we say for Pacers, Knicks?
You had Knicks in six. I had Knicks in seven.
Okay. And then I took Nuggets in five. Got to win tonight. Keep that dream alive.
Yep.
And then tomorrow night will be Cleveland and Boston and Dallas and OKC. We did not do picks for that, did we?
No.
I think Boston obviously wins the series. I'm going to go Boston in six against Cleveland.
I'm right there.
Boston six, okay. Mavs, Thunder. Boy, I don't know. Can the Mavs do it?
I think they can. I thought they had the better chance over them and the Clippers against OKC. OKC's been off for like a week and a half, it feels like, if not longer. So I wouldn't be shocked if Dallas could get game one.
Yeah, 7:30 tomorrow night. That's the later game. In OKC, obviously.
And the travel is not going to be stressful for either team.
No. Yeah, that's a good point. I'm gonna go Dallas in seven. I'm going to go Dallas in seven on this. Oh, no, Angel. I don't know. I mean,
I said Dallas in six.
Dallas in six? Not buying the Thunder playoff experience or lack thereof.
Yeah, it's the lack of experience. And I also think Dallas just has the better offense of these two teams.
I'm going to go with Dallas in seven. I'm going to stick with it. That's kind of against my gut feel. Maybe I'm rooting more. So I think the matchup between Denver and Dallas would be a lot of fun. But Denver's got to take care of it tonight, though, obviously. So there we go. Such a huge game for Denver tonight. You just haven't been in that mode, Angel. You just haven't been in this mode. How do the Nuggets respond to this kind of adversity?
Yeah, I think last year's run was that hunger that maybe kind of Minnesota has right now, where it's, we feel like we're the best team. We feel like we can go win every game. This year, we've talked about it all season. What's the motivation for this team? Now it's, okay, you're the champ. You're the defending guy. Okay, maybe you took one jab in the first round. You just got punched right in the face.
Yeah, you did. And this is a team that you can't fool around with. I mean, you made the nice little comeback in the first, but I worry about the toll that takes on you, maybe mentally and physically.
No,
to
I mean,
see
we,
you're down 18 to 4.
We talked about it last week before game one where, okay, if they have a slow start like that, what's the crowd going to feel like?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
You could feel the tension in that first quarter.
It was just more of the same.
And, you know, even throughout the rest of the game, yeah, they're going to cheer every time there's a basket, but you just couldn't feel that home court advantage as much.
Yeah, that was what I really worried about, was the fans going, oh, boy. they're going to have to be on it to beat Minnesota. And then to have a rough first quarter, I mean, Malone said it, you know, we're going to find out just how hungry this team is based on that first period, that first 5 minutes of the game. You know, you get Karl Anthony Towns a foul before the ball is even officially tipped, or I guess right when it's tipped, and you can't take advantage of that. I mean, yeah, he ended up fouling out or whatever, but you proceed to let them go up 18-4, and then you only allow 5 points the rest of the way after you make your quick comeback. So you know you can do it.
Yeah, and Minnesota hit a bit of a cold streak in that first half. Imagine if you had a tie game at that point, and then they hit their cold streak. Then you can build your lead. Then you get that 7-8 point lead going into the half.
Yeah, you gotta beat them up in the first a little bit too. I mean, that we talk about the energy it takes to come back. Well, when things look so easy for Minnesota in the first, I mean, they're not working extremely hard. And you got to wear them out a little bit. You can't have, you know, Anthony Edwards just being so fresh by the time the half rolls around. You know, and again, they did take the lead at the half, the Nuggets did, but just don't, the start of these games, it just kind of sets this tone. And even though the Nuggets came back and they ended up getting leads, You beat up on a team 18-4 like that, you feel like even if they make runs, you do have a sense of you're almost invincible. And that's what the Lakers could not overcome. That's what the Lakers could not hang on to, I should say. You know, they would get up big and the Nuggets would fire back, and we know the story. The Timberwolves are a team that they get up big, you make your comeback, great. It's the old cliche, it's a game of runs. Minnesota has the ability to calm back down. Oh, you just came back on us? Okay, we got to stay in this game instead of getting, you know, the other way, getting down by 12.
Yeah, there was a point towards the end of the third where Minnesota took about 5-point lead, and then start of the fourth, it was 73-72. Back and forth again, Nuggets took the lead again at 81-80. And then the game's tied at 84, and the Nuggets just couldn't respond to it.
Yeah.
They had a streak where it was 94-90, and the Nuggets only scored 8 points in that last 5 minutes.
Got to find a way to get it done, man. No doubt about it. Hey, we know it's playoff time for both the Nuggets and the Avs. Head to the Avalanche Playoff Central to stay up to date on all things playoffs. Check in on playoffs content and events. Order your very own pom-poms. Plus, you can enter to win tickets to an upcoming Avalanche playoff game with the Toyota Drive to 16 sweepstakes. Head to coloradoavalanche.com/playoffs. Smitty texting in. MPJ is the mismatch for Minnesota. Malone needs to set it to exploit the obvious advantage the Nuggets have at the small forward spot. Sorry, it took me an hour to read through that. Yeah, nobody can stop Porter either. He is the guy that should easily be in the 20s in this series.
I would like to see them maybe force-feed Porter a little bit in the fourth quarter, because it feels like, not that it's his choice, but it kind of feels like he's just fading in the fourth quarter.
And that's kind of every
other timely shot he makes it, but get him going. Get him in a flow.
Yeah, you set those plays up early for him. But I like what you said. Late in the game, you're still going to him. I still like Joker. You're trusting him. But if Murray's going to be this, you know, flat tire guy, then you have to get Michael Porter Jr. going throughout the course of the game. You can't really allow for him to get cold out there. 49 after the hour. What did we learn coming up next?
Today with Good Morning NoCo with Brian Gary and Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Adam Matas with DNVR, the DNVR Bar, and the DNVR Nuggets Podcast, and you're listening to The Whole Show with Brady Hall.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
What do you say? We all had a special day. Now turn to a friend and say, what
6th day of May. This is what I learned. You guys are so freaking quick to absolutely panic. Now, I'll admit, this is an important game. Lose this one, and I'll join you in the panic fest. But it is one game. It's an important one. You lost home court advantage. This is the NBA champion still. This Nuggets team, they are still the defending champions until they're knocked out of this thing. So, you know, I'm cocky about this team. I get it. But, man, you guys are acting like it was a 30-point blowout. Nuggets were there. They got to tighten up a few things. They got to play this differently. But I still like the Nuggets to win the series. Angel, what'd you learn today?
Yeah, those same kind of points. I mean, honestly, Saturday night, I was not in the best mood. I was kind of just sad. Like, oh, that sucks. We didn't get this game. And, you know, it felt worse probably than a buzzer beater where it comes down to the last second and it's, oh, we were right there, just couldn't make a shot down late. It was the 4, 5, 6 minutes that you just weren't being able to get stops and get scores. So I think defense is going to be big key tonight. Mitigate the supporters around Edwards and try to get Jamal going a little easier. Don't force him to take the first 5 shots on his own. Keep MPJ consistent. Aaron Gordon and Jokic had to show up as well.
Yeah. You know, and we don't know about Rudy Gobert yet. Have we heard anything? Anything developing on that side?
There seems to be optimism that Gobert will be able to get back in time. Later tip helps at 8 p.m. Mountain Time, but it does take you 2 hours to get there from the airport.
Rudy, man, you should be there for that first day, you know, that first day with the baby. All right, that's going to do it for us. Angel, don't let's not come in tomorrow with a sad attitude. Let's get the dub and then celebrate. That's what we're looking forward to. Big one tonight. And you can hear that on KFKA as well. Coverage starts at 7:30, tip off at 8. Good night, Northern Colorado.
This KFKA podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Colorado and one community like Greeley, the place we've called home for years. Family-owned, community-focused banking, Bank of Colorado. There's only one, member FDIC.